This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, no need to wait till Black Friday. Shopping will start today in many places. But are consumers ready to spend? For answers, let's get to Attitude Check, our weekly partnership with the polling firm Gallup.
And the latest poll numbers suggest
margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said.
Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at Gallup, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So are Americans in a spending mood this holiday season?
Well, a modest spending mood. How's that? Our calculations here at Gallup, I'll be specific with you, show that the average American is going to spend $770 on holiday presents this Christmas season. That's virtually the same as last year. And when you do the math, that argues for a slight or a modest increase in spending, holiday Christmas spending this year, of about 3.5%, 3.7%, according to our estimates. And actually, that's about what the National Retail Federation predicts, about 4%, and Deloitte did some calculations, about 3.5 to 4% increase. So everybody's calculating a modest but not exuberant increase in spending this year.
Well, before we spend, we have to eat, of course, some turkey, some stuffing, all the rest of it. And it sounds like you've got a little polling data on that issue as well.
Oh, indeed. We asked this several different ways, and there's some interesting paradoxes here. First of all, the majority of Americans would like to lose weight, particularly women. 62%, I'll put some numbers to it, of women across this great land of ours say they would like to lose weight, 45% of men. However, at this point, only a quarter of Americans, 25%, say they're seriously trying to lose weight. That's 33% of women, 16% of men. So we would like to lose weight, yet many's the slip between cup and lip. Not all that many of us are actually trying.
Well, it's a little harder to try than to want to. But Frank, does that look different to you than in years past? Do you have data going back on this issue?
We do have data that goes back quite a ways on that. And actually, the big change came in the 50s. Believe it or not, Gallup was asking these questions about would you like to lose weight back in the 1950s. And then the percent who said yes was very low, relatively low. It was down well below half in the 40% range. Now, I'm not sure that means Americans were thinner back then. What it probably means sociologically is back in the 50s, Americans didn't worry that much about it. And now, for cosmetic reasons and health reasons, we're bombarded, of course, with this information that you've got to lose weight, you've got to be thin. So I think we're more concerned about it than we were those many years ago when Ike was in the White House.
And before there was stuffed crust pizza.
Well, that's true. Maybe what we eat has changed, although I think we have, you know, a lot more healthy alternatives now than we did back in the 50s, I think.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at Gallup, thanks as always, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. My pleasure.